There's an outside chance of that. Both have trained a little bit with Alex today. I'm hopeful because both of them are really positive in their attitude to wanting to play on Monday. So that's a big, big step in terms of being positive. So hopefully that will be the case. Unfortunately, a couple of lads have cried off with illness. We knew Billy was ill on Tuesday and he did really run himself to a standstill on Tuesday. Unfortunately, Chris Brown has got the same illness. So I hope it's not something that's going to spread through the club. But obviously Chris is not available to us through injury. And Paul Keegan is progressing quite well. So I'm more than hopeful that Paul will be okay for Crawley on Monday.
Have you missed Hume and Sires?
I think they are good players, and you will miss good players, that's for certain, because they had that little bit of variety for us in terms of something different that they give to the team. So you would miss them type of players, yes.
Hume, not necessarily specifically, but he's the workhorse. He's the bulldog type striker up there, isn't he? If I can phrase it like that.
Well, I'm being kind now. He's a pest, isn't he? He's a pest on the pitch, and he disturbs defenders, and defenders don't like that when they know every second. You know, where's Hume? He's always on the move, and he always wants to try to make things happen, and that's a valuable part of the teamwork.
Just as a point. Is there a recall clause in his loan, just because Preston are going through their managerial change right now? There's no danger of him going back, is there?
Not that the only thing I'm aware of is that if a club came in for Ian with a permanent transfer, which can't happen now because of the windows closed, then he would go back. But as far as I'm aware, there's no recall clause in the contract. I stand to be corrected, obviously, but I'm not 100% certain that, but that's what I'm led to believe.
The last time we were stood here, you were thinking about making a loan signing. Mm. Has that progressed at all since then?
It's progressed at pace. I'm awaiting return calls from a number of managers in terms of the requests I've made. So it is literally today's wait and see. It's a little bit like that today.
Can you tell us anything about your targets? Where are you looking?
I'm looking at the moment, obviously, because of the situation with the forward position, as we discussed the other day. If there's a priority, that would be the number one.
And are you looking to get one in or more than one? What's your thinking at this stage?
I'd like to have two new players in by Crawley. I'm a little bit sceptical. If for example, David Sires and Ian Hume are fit, then I may not do it this week, but I'm looking at the worst scenario that both of them are not fit, then I'd like to bring two more in. They're reinforcements more than anything else, just reinforcements for what we want to do. And it would only be a month's loan, that's all.
And are you looking perhaps at young players at Premier League clubs, Championship clubs?
Yeah. There are a number of Premier League players that I've made requests for.
And have you been given any indication yet as to when you will know? I appreciate it's wait and see. But do you expect to kind of hear today, or could it be sort of a last-minute thing?
I think it's by Friday, most certainly. By tea time Friday is when we have decisions made.
In terms of fleshing out the squad, obviously you've got injury and you've got illness at the moment to contend with. Do you look at some of the younger players, perhaps, to step up to the plate, the balls of this world, perhaps?
Yeah. And Wakefield's? Yeah. Yeah, most certainly. I'm looking at them. They've both trained well. They both look not out of place within the framework of the first team, and I wouldn't have hesitation in playing them too. If that was asked to be, then it would be.